This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go.
And I'll set correctly to USA Prepared. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Mackenzie's Engineering, the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to listen as you travel or listen at work, 605-477-3249. That's our listen line, 24-7, 605-477-3249. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Between the hours of 9 a.m. Central and 11. That's when we're live, Monday through Friday. Doc Ram's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. I was going to call you Vin, like in Vin Diesel, but I didn't sound right with Vin Finelli.
Yeah, well, you know, some people do call me Vin. Some people call me Vinny. Some people call me Vincent. Sometimes my mom calls me Vincenzo.
Vincenzo?
But my, you know.
Oh, man, what a great one. Yeah, that's a good one. I have to remember that one.
But you know, my official name is Vincent Finelli, and I use my real name on the air. You know, Rick, I'm glad you mentioned this line of thinking. I was at a radio station many years ago, and there was an engineer there, and he said to me, you know, I don't agree with a lot of what you say. Now, I'm not saying anything different from what I said back then. I mean, it's the same things, same kinds of things, same kind of dislikes, same kind of likes that I have and that I talk about on the air. And so he said, you know, I don't agree with a lot of things that you say. And I said, okay. And he said, you know, I used to be in radio. I said, really? And I said, so where? He said, well, you know, out west. I said, oh, yeah. He said, but, you know, I didn't use my name. I didn't use my real name. I said, really? So you're coming down on me. You're telling me that you don't agree with things I say, and you won't even use your real name?
That gave him a pause, I'll bet.
Well, there are a lot of radio guys that don't use their real names. Like Michael Wiener, for example. He doesn't use his real name. His radio name is Michael Savage. Yeah. Huh. Michael Savage's real name is Michael Wiener. So there are many people who don't use their real names. But I do. And I decided that, you know, however, I do have a bunch of aliases that I have on credit cards for my own amusement. For example, I have a credit card in the name of Anthony Soprano. And so why? I just...
Oh, man.
many, many years ago, I was at the Olive Garden restaurant in Springfield, Missouri. I mean, many, many years ago, maybe like 5 or 6. And so I paid the bill, you know, gave the waitress my credit card, and the manager came over, and he knelt down at the table, and he goes, "That's a really cool name," and you know, it's Anthony Soprano. Anthony Soprano. So you know, when I go out, I don't necessarily want to be identified, so I may use, you know, an alias. I've got all kinds of aliases. Now it's It's for literally for my own amusement. And this guy was very serious. Now, what do you do when somebody comes over and says, that's a really cool name, Anthony Soprano? So I just said, well, you know, thank you very much. I didn't say, hey, you want to get one too? All you have to do is, you know, call your credit card company and say, and do what I did, and just say, I need another credit card, you know, another card on my account. Okay, what name is that? And then spell out A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, you know, last name S-O-P-R-A-N-O. Okay, good. Now, why is that possible that you can do that? Well, there are many families who have stepchildren. And they, you know, the name may be Smith. The family's name may be Smith. The father's name may be Smith. And the child's name from a previous marriage may be Jones. So the father may say, you know, I'd like another card. And he might use, you know, the son's new name. The son may, you know, get change names. So it's entirely possible. It's practical. And it makes sense. So, in my case, it's just for my own amusement. However, sometimes it causes problems, Rick. And
I had a friend that had two children, and this guy called his children Diesel and Moon Unit.
Now, yes, you're talking about Frank Zappa.
I do him, by the way. And he called us. Now, what are you going to do when you want to go get a Moon Unit? Get a grip, man. What a grip. That's hippie days. And, so, you know, my name's really Moon Unit. I mean,
now, so Frank, you know Frank, you know him?
I do, yeah.
Okay, Frank, I never told you this.
Incredible. He's like David Bowie. He's a trendsetter. Yeah. He set the tone of certain kinds of music that will be historically remembered.
Yeah, trouble coming every day. Right?
That's right, man. And around every corner. I'll tell you. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but Frank Zappa was one of my instructors at the university.
Really? Now, there is a really good teacher. That guy was actually very smart.
Yeah, he was incredibly smart. If I remember correctly, he was against...
He had more than music going for him.
Yes, yeah. He was. I believe he was against smoking, you know, smoking tobacco, if I'm not mistaken. But
that was the whole deal back then. Yeah, just like it is with cell phones today and the 5 gigahertz that they're using for the bandwidth that we're going to now use. The reason they're using these toxic things is they can get more information on a single line. And that's what it's all about, information.
You know, I was trying to watch something on Netflix last night. Mrs. Finelli and I came in from, we were involved in cutting hay, tedding hay, raking hay, baling hay, and then moving all the hay into the barns. How much hay was it? 205,000 pounds. That's what we did starting after the broadcast on Friday. Just finished last night getting it into the barns just before the rain started last night. And that was our plan, and we did it and got all the equipment put away. And I was exhausted. I mean, literally, I'm sore. I'm from bouncing around, being beaten up by the tractor, and
100 times.
And everybody, everybody was, you know, all three of us, our son and Mrs. Finelli and I, were just shot. So we wanted to watch something on Netflix, and so we have this DVR player, and we click on it, and it says, you know, attempting to connect to Netflix and so forth. There are three processes it goes through to connect. And it was having a really, really tough time. And it would time out, and it would time out, and it would time out. And I got to thinking about that while I was sitting there, you know, trying to get Netflix to connect. And I don't know why I was so interested in watching Netflix last night, but I wanted to watch Quantico. I wanted to, you know, another documentary. Another documentary on the FBI. You know, there's House of Cards, which is a documentary on the White House. There is Madam Secretary, which is a documentary on Secretary of State. And I believe that, you know, when I say documentary, I'm talking about how how corrupt these institutions are. And then the FBI is Quantico, and how corrupt and what they do to their people. It's miserable what they do to their employees and so forth and trainees. Well, I wanted to watch that, and it was impossible to get connected to Netflix. However, it was possible to get, we have a computer, that we could go to right next to there, and that worked fine. So it wasn't the router. It wasn't our wired.
It's browsing and the cookies that they're now using. I can't use Mozilla. I often use Tor browser, so nobody knows where I'm coming from. But I have to use Internet Explorer because it will allow all kinds of crap. And that's the only way when you're private browsing. I have now learned, thank you, Russell. Russ Runge came and spent a week with me and set me up with better security. And this morning, I've had no less than 100 attempts at my website under admin. And I'm going to say, I had no clue how wide open most of us are with Wi-Fi and what it does to your bandwidth and what it does for your neighbors, allowing them to peek on you, not even talking about federal government and or creepy, nefarious places like Russia. And they're all doing it. Just like a dog, licks its genitals. Why does it do that? Because it can. You know, Ukraine and Pakistan are in the front lines, but I'm getting stuff out of Canada. Oh, guess what I have? It's stalkers and things. There's all kinds of things going on, and it's hard to vet who's what anymore, because like with Tor browser, I can look at you coming in to you live from India.
I was talking to a young man who told me that he was in a police car. And I believe this young man. I know him pretty well. He said that he was in this police car, and this cop was going on a personal errand. He went to buy something, for his personal consumption. He was making a special trip to some guy's farm to pick up this thing. And this young man happened to be in the car with this
cop. In the back seat. No, just in...
No, in the front seat. Just going for a ride.
Just kidding.
Not handcuffed. Just kind of as a friend. Yeah. And they were going down the highway at 110 miles an hour. And the cop turned to this young man and said, "You know why I'm going 110 miles an hour? Because I can.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that makes my blood boil. Reckless endangerment of everyone around, including the cop, the young person to his right in the front seat, and everyone else. Reckless endangerment. And that's something else I want to talk about today, Rick. Carelessness. It seems to be like a contagion.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Doc Ram, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, DOCRAM.com. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files.
Wow. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Rams with us. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So, Rick, I want to venture into a little bit of carelessness. And I find it aggravating. And it literally makes my blood boil. One of the things that I have to do as a farmer is, of course, grow hay. Grow grass and bale it. And it's kind of a satisfying and rewarding thing once you finish with your hay. And even while you're processing grass and making it into hay. So the reason we do it is so that we have the ability to survive the winter with our cows. And we as farmers make sure that we have enough hay to winter our cows. One of the fields that we grow hay on is a quarter of a mile down the road. It's a quarter of a mile down a paved road. So we leave our gravel road and we make one turn and go down to this field. And on that field, there was a yield of about 30,000 pounds of hay. And one of the most difficult things that we have to do is bring that hay home. So we have a trailer. It's a 16-foot trailer. And the bales of hay are 4 feet wide, or 4 feet tall by 5 feet wide. And we have a front-end loader on a tractor a 40 horsepower tractor, and we pick up these round bales of hay and we stack them on the trailer. There's four on the first level and three on top. And that tractor, I'm sorry, that trailer is pulled by a 100 horsepower tractor. In order to do this safely, what we do is we have our son, it takes three of us, three people, to get these bales of hay 1/4 mile down the road. What we do is our son will have a bale of hay on the front of the front end loader on a 40 horsepower tractor and a bale on the back. So it's 1,000 pounds on the front, 1,000 pounds on the back, and the tractor may weigh 4,000 pounds. And he'll look both ways. He'll stand up on the tractor and look both ways, and he can see, I don't know, about 1/8 of a mile easily in one direction and 1/4 mile in the other direction. Waits till it's safe, listens with both ears to make sure he doesn't hear anybody coming, and pulls out. Then he pulls up about 1/4 mile up the road, and he will wave me on. I'll have a walkie-talkie. He'll have a walkie-talkie. And Mrs. Finelli, who's behind me, has a walkie-talkie. He'll wave me on because he will stand up on the tractor and he'll look forward and backward and make sure no one's coming. He'll wave me on. I'll pull out with the 100-horsepower tractor and the 16-foot trailer. So I've got an 8,000-pound tractor, a 2,000-pound trailer. That's 10,000 pounds. And then 7,000 pounds of hay. I'll pull out. Everything's fine. Mrs. Finelli will pull out behind me when she gets the all-clear, it's safe signal to pull out. And she'll have a pickup truck, a Chevy pickup truck, a white truck with headlights and flashers on. And the idea is so that no one comes flying up on me, tries to pass me because it's a double yellow line for just 1/4 mile. That's all. We're only going 1/4 mile, then we're turning left. Well, yesterday we did exactly that. Everything was fine. Nobody in sight. And we're going up the road ready to turn left onto our dirt road. And I hear this loud rumbling. I'm thinking, what is that? Well, a motorcycle, Harley Davidson motorcycle, guy with a leather jacket, leather vest, passes me as I'm going around a slight curve. He can't see around me, passes me on a double yellow line. First of all, it cuts Mrs. Finelli off. She's got her flashers on. Gets between Mrs. Finelli's front bumper and me, and Mrs. Finelli was, you know, within a couple hundred feet, rides my tail, passes me on a double yellow line, cuts me off on the tractor, pulls in front of me, and just as my son is turning left onto our gravel road, this guy wants to pass him on the left, just as my son is turning. So he's created three violations. One, passed Mrs. Finelli, double yellow line. Two, passed me, double yellow line. Three, goes to pass my son on a double yellow line on a curve. My son is continuing to make the turn, and the motorcycle almost hits my son, runs from the left side where he's trying to pass him, off to the right side, almost has a crash. Almost. I mean, within a couple feet, literally, not exaggerating. And the guy yells to my son, "My bad, my bad." What a moron. Who talks like "my bad"? Who drives like that? Who operates a vehicle like that? Reckless, careless, out of control. And I see it happening every time we do hay. We'll be right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds straight.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about carelessness with Doc Ram. And so, Rick, it's been happening several hay seasons now. And it's the same thing. It's some jerk in a small rattle trap of a car.
or Chevy Cobalt. It seems that seems to be the vehicle of choice. It must feel like a race car to whoever's behind the wheel. They seem to be able to be invincible. And total disregard for traffic rules. Total disregard for double yellow lines, no passing zones. Total disregard for safety and just common decency. And it's not just that. I mean, the reason that Mrs. Finelli follows us is to protect us from these jerks. And it happens over and over and over. And I, it's the most terrifying thing that we do.
The problem is the city people that live want to live in the country and don't get what country living is truly supposed to be about. Slowing
that's
down
a, that,
and being more courteous.
That is absolutely correct. And
that's the difference.
It's,
and, that's, and what's happening is you're now seeing signs of the time where everybody is feeling a little edgier. And as we feel a little edgier, it's going to break down more and more and become more and more apparent. And right now, I've got friends that are suggesting that this new eclipse of the moon, sun, is going to be a trigger for money and the Bitcoin and all the rest of what's happening right now. Cliff High and his spider calls are starting to suggest that what you're seeing in the impatience of people is it's happening here locally. We have a new editor in our paper, but his choices of what he thinks are important for the locals to know about is interestingly slightly different than, you know, old guard. And his thing is showing all the different accidents that are happening just in our local little area as, you know, a shootout from road rage. And 30,000 Grants Pass, they had a shootout in front of a newspaper from road rage. I mean, you know, everybody is feeling it, and it's going to get worse. And that's why you don't do anything hostile, because you don't know what that other person's response is going to be.
You can
take it in, but you can't react, because if you did that in L.A., it's like trying to go into a store to rob it. Everybody in that store is armed.
Well, I was fit to be tied. You know, I was fit to be tied yesterday. My son,
unfortunately, not less. It's everywhere.
I saw the left rear wheel of my son's tractor come off the ground as my son jockeyed the tractor to avoid having this guy crash into him, literally.
Yeah.
And it almost caused my son to flip his tractor, which would have caused me to crash into my son.
I had a car at Bi-Mart, and I would have had a five-car accident, and I hit the brakes, and I missed everybody by less than one inch. And she just kept on driving, didn't even acknowledge. It's happening everywhere, and you're just... meditation.
It's unacceptable. I don't want to go out. I don't want to travel. I just want to stay home.
Shoot them off the road. That's how they'll do it in the future.
Well, you know, Rick, I thought about that scenario. Literally.
I'm kidding.
Here's what came to my mind.
Mock gun turret. That ought to slow them down. Make it look like a cardboard thing.
Here's what came to my mind. The people who live in villages, who are reckless and careless and throw their trash out their windows, and you know that we see over and over again just being a blight. You know, when society comes apart, here's what I was wondering: are they going to be the first to go? Are people going to say, you know what? I remember that guy. He was such a problem then. He's a problem now. I will just get rid of this problem. I wonder if that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not advocating it.
When we broadcast, and the vets, when they get a hair up their behind because of what's going on with Trump and this creep of suing him. Like I said last week, they're going to try to discredit him, and then they're going to try to assassinate him. And it's not right. Even if he's not a very good person, and you feel that Clinton's even better, unfortunately she's not, but if you think so, that's valid. The problem is trying to assassinate him, and he's supposed, the Prime Minister of Australia came out in mocking of him. What do you think that does to the solid concepts of being an American?
It's disgraceful. It is absolutely.
Like I'm ugly, like in the old days, the ugly American.
Yeah. It's disgraceful what is happening. Well, we have these people who have been selected for office, and they're saying all these many evil things about our president. I think we've got a guy who's really trying. We've got a guy who actually made it.
He's going to do his own bed. You can count on that. Just like Putin is. He's a criminal.
We have a guy as leader, if you will, of our country, who is a businessman. Okay? He has made it. He's done better than Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, the community organizer. He's done better than the golfer. He's done better than the golfer's wife. By the way, I was doing tractor therapy, and I was thinking, poor Omar, the tent maker. You know, who is he going to sell his designs to now that Michelle is out of the White House? Who is he going to sell his clothing line to?
Yeah, really.
You know, it's nice. I was thinking as I was doing tractor therapy, it's really nice having a pretty first lady. You know what? It really is. It is wonderful. It's nice having someone who wants to put America first rather than, you know what, let's take America down a few notches because, we're doing a little better than, you know, some other little countries. So let's take America down. No, let's make America great. And I think he was absolutely right. And I stand with him on making America.
He's going to make Trump great. That's no question. Because there are questions about his impropriety with mixing business and his government position. Now, whether or not that's here's the bad news. Both the Democrats and the Republicans are wings on the same bird. And the problem is neither of them are serving America today. And that's the problem I'm having with all of it.
Yeah, I don't want to even vote. I mean, in the last presidential election,
voting,
I did not vote.
Having control again.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. From my understanding, Hillary got the popular vote, but Donald Trump was selected. So regardless of whether I voted for Donald Trump or not, it didn't make any difference because he was selected. And we've been told that. The Electoral College made that decision. We didn't make that decision. Now, maybe in the local area, maybe my vote might count. I don't even know that. I really don't know. I don't trust a single.
We had a thing again, a seventh attempt to fund prisons here in Grants Pass. And the first six times was unanimously voted down no, because our law enforcement is illegal. And yet, this time, it passed. How could it pass? And then, who's the guy that's in charge of counting? They call it the auditor or whatever they had. He got hired by another county 1 week later to leave the area. I think we've been hijacked. I don't think there's any accountability, and they do what they want, and if they need the money, they make it happen anyway.
Okay, when I lived in Virginia, I've mentioned this, but let me mention it again. You're talking about prisons. There was a Shaw factory, and they manufactured carpeting. Shaw rugs, you might have heard of them, class. And they had pulled out of our little town. And they were like one of the two big employers. And they pulled out and they had this abandoned factory. And I approached the town and I said, tell you what, we've got like 100-something people have just been laid off. We've got no place to go. I have this computer manufacturing company. I'll give them 49% of it. I'll give every laid off person stock in our company. I will train them. I'll train every single person, customer service, manufacturing, inventory, every part of the business. I will train them. And they will become owners if they survive like a year or two. And I said, all we want is Shaw has abandoned this building. They're paying tax on it and they've walked away. So they give us the building. I give the employees who have no jobs, no future. I give them ownership and a job, and we use their unemployment insurance for 6 months to carry them until we start being able to generate revenue. Very simple plan. They laughed at me. They told me I was nuts. So I said, okay, I give up. So I gave that plan up. Well, what happened with that Shaw factory was they decided the town's, the town fathers decided that it would be really good to turn that into a private prison. It was a factory, and they were going to turn it into a private prison. And so they took a little vote, and they asked a few people, would you rather have a $100 a month water bill? They asked a couple senior citizens, maybe 10. Would you rather have a $100 a month or more water bill? Or would you rather have a little prison over there? It's, you know, for the short-term people. And so they got a few people to say they'd rather have a prison. Then they said, well, you know, the people want to have a prison. They want it. So we're going to bring in a prison. Until the rest of us learned about it, and we fought it, and we beat the prison. Because we didn't want to be known as, oh, yeah, I know where you live. That's the town with the prison, right? We didn't want that. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time, I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now we're talking about the Shaw carpet people. And Rick, what the plan was, as I learned, this may not be right, but I believe it is, that they had this building and they wanted almost free prison labor. So what the plan was let's put a private prison in this little town that has no money, and we'll claim that we'll create 120 jobs. And they led the villagers of our little town to believe that 120 jobs would be created by turning this abandoned blight, this building, into a private prison. And it'll be really good because, you know, the dentist will get some business from the prison, so he can go from his office downtown. There's like 10 businesses in the town. To a quarter of a mile away and go pull a couple teeth in the prison and then go back to his regular practice. There'll be some groundskeepers, there'll be some prison guards, and it'll be a wonderful environment, a wonderful campus, because the people who would be incarcerated there would be the short-timers. They'd only have 9 months left to go, maybe a year, maybe 6 months. And why would they want to cause problems if they only have that much time to go? Well, the plan was to use their labor in manufacturing. So private prisons operate for-profit businesses in many circumstances. And so let me just read you a headline. This is the Wall Street Journal. I guess it used to be respected. I don't know if it's still respected. Berkshire Unit. That would be Berkshire Hathaway. You know, Warren Buffett, that organization. Berkshire Unit finds It broke Canada trade laws over prison labor. This is an article in January 2012. Shaw Industries, and by the way, that's the name I mentioned, Shaw. Shaw Industries Group, Incorporated, a carpet and wood flooring maker owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated, has quietly acknowledged that it broke Canadian trade laws by exporting hardwood flooring to Canada that was partially made by prison inmates. Now, I can't read the rest because the Wall Street Journal has decided that I need to subscribe in order to read the rest of the article. I'm not going to subscribe. But all I did was during the break, I typed in on the search engine, Shaw, comma, private prison labor. And that was one of the search results that I got. So what I'm telling you is true, class. And I've been involved in several fights in my life. Big fights. One of them was stopping Shaw and a private prison company from coming to our little village in Virginia. Another fight was stopping Allied Waste from turning land on top of an aquifer in our county into a dump. We stopped that. And it got accepted by another county. They were just so delighted to have this enterprise, this trash enterprise in their county until they got it. And then they realized what a huge mistake they made. Because once you dump trash on the land, and it starts leaching heavy metals and toxins into the ground, and it ultimately leaks through the what would that layer be? They put a rubber plastic layer down to contain some of the leachate. Ultimately, it perforates it and leaks into the groundwater. There's no question about it happening; it's just a question of when. So they've decided that what a mistake they made. Yeah. Yeah. So, can you fight these things? Absolutely. What does it take? It takes organization. And what are these companies that want to prevent you from being victorious and stopping them? It takes vigilance. And you'll be infiltrated. You'll be threatened. Shots may even be fired at your house. They were fired at our house. That's why I carry a gun. I carry a gun 24/7 because shots were fired at my family. Yeah. It's absolutely true. I didn't start out carrying a gun, but I carry a .45. Now you know why. Because we were attacked. We were attacked for defending our homeland from a prison and from a dump. Yep. So big industry. Big industry is not always your friend. And who was not our friend? That'd be Shaw, the private prison industry, and Allied Waste. Now you know. Dr. Ram and I will be right back, and we'll be talking about we're not going to tell you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.